Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Where are the listeners of Sirius FM? Come on, listeners of Sirius FM, where are you? Where are you? I'm waiting for. Just tell me hi. Tell me hi, low, where you are, how happy you are, feeling sad, down, kicking, not kicking. Yes, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning part two, the bliss of marriage, mashallah. I see my beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad is with me this morning on the bliss of marriage part two. Yes, Ustad, I was telling the listeners, inshallah, today, of course, will be 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, the bliss of marriage, inshallah, with myself and, of course, Haji Yusuf Ali on the bliss of marriage. Let's begin, inshallah, Ustad. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the 3rd of July 2019, which is also the 29th of Shawwal 1440. It's exactly 12 minutes after 11 Central African time. Let me welcome my beloved Ustad. I see all the listeners already sending messages. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa rafat shafakallah. Allah ta'ala give you shifa, siha, afia. And all might Allah jalla wa ala reward all the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Okay, few announcements before we start. Remember that today is the 29th of Shawwal. So all of us, wherever we are, so we should try and scan the sky tonight, inshallah. And if the moon, the crescent is sighted, then read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, as mentioned in Abu Dawood, and that will usher in the month of Zulqa'dah. So we should all try and make a concerted effort. Second one is Mawlana Arafat announced for today only, because our brother Alphus Nkosi's mother passed away. So therefore he's busy with all the burial and arrangements and what have you. So not Muslim, so therefore we don't say Inna Lillah. Nevertheless, so remember that in a case like this, that we carry on with our programs. Allah Ta'ala make easy for Alphus also. Amen. And remember that we'll continue till 1 o'clock with our program, and that is with bliss of marriage, first hour Mona Arafat, and second hour, inshallah, brother Yusuf Ali. Third one is that, inshallah, I will be tomorrow night in Sakunda after Isha, and then on Friday after Fajr and Jummah day in Trichat, and inshallah, the Hajj program will be next week in Houghton for Jummah, and inshallah, Saturday between 2 and 4 in Majid al-Furqan, and that is in Houghton, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ustaz, jazakumullahu khairan. Ustaz, before we begin the program, yes, I received a call from Balfour, Uncle Babu Essa and Auntie Firoza Essa, who also are the listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Their son is going for Hajj, Marhum Ibrahim Essa's brother, Ahmad. So they invited me as well for lunch this Sunday. So they say, I must ask you to make special dua. They'll be listening to the bliss of marriage. So please make special dua for their son, Ustad. I think you know the Essa family from Balfour, Ustad.
Very well, alhamdulillah. Whoever is going for Hajj, we always say, from today is Wednesday, after Zohar, Sa'a'i Mustajaba, his duas are accepted. Amen. So inshallah, we read 2 rakat salat daily and ask Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala that Ya Allah, that make our journey very, very easy. Accept the ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, the Umrah, the Hajj, and accept everybody's Hajj. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Surah 2, verse 128. Those of you who are going from the 14th onwards, so the 13th, you can be available there, the Saturday, inshallah, of July. And inshallah, you come there, you can have some, inshallah, questions and whatever you. So many things, inshallah, you will benefit. And inshallah, we interact together.
Ustad, my daughter made nikah and walima was done. Now my daughter is saying she cannot go to Durban as it is too far and wants to stay with us, her parents, in Johannesburg. She wants a divorce, Ustad. I, as a father, I ask for a divorce on her behalf. Please explain if what I did was correct, as I feel guilty for the boy and their family, as a lot has been done for my daughter. Ustad, anonymous.
Obviously, what y'all are doing is absolutely haram. How can you even accede to the request of your daughter on such flimsy grounds? The problem today is we have spoiled our children beyond boundaries and limits, you know. Now look at this case. The way the question is posed, it seems that they are married just recently and now they want to go for holiday. So it's good you go to Durban, the weather is so nice there, it's warm there, hot there compared to Johannesburg and Gauteng and whatever. You know it's freezing here, night time and so forth. So now she got a flimsy excuse, the wife, and says, no, Dad, I won't go with my husband, I'll stay here with my parents. And then say, I want to divorce. And the parents agreed to that. So how can you even think of these type of things here? So therefore, I say the parents are to blame in many instances. If this is the truth, what is happening, then I blame the parents more than the daughter. The daughter is nadan. She is not mentally mature still. And now, remember, she's just looking for some excuses because they were looking at movies the whole time. Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood. And they thought marital life is some dream. There are emotions involved, there are responsibilities involved, there are many issues involved, and now she did not live up to her standard and a dream. So now small thing, just divorce, break the home. So remember, you as a father, I hope that marriage is not broken as yet. You should be knocking sense into the daughter of yours and telling her you must go back and go stay by your husband. Once you married, then your husband has more rights over you than your biological parents also. These are the words of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala rajul ummuhu. The person who has the greatest rights over the male after he's married also is his biological mother. Wa inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala al-mar'a zawjuha. The person who has the greatest rights over the lady after her marriage is her husband. More rights he has compared to her parents as well. And the hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So therefore, send your daughter back and make sure that you don't go and accede to her request of divorce. If that is the case, then all of you are considered as major, major sinners and breaking the home, shaking the arsh of Almighty Allah on flimsy, petty, petty grounds. Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen, 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 so ameen. Ustaz, let's go to Mauritius. This question was posed yesterday. Of course, it says, Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. I know that marriage is the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi in Islam. But is the provision of shelter, food, care, and other things to a wife in marriage sunnah or fard? Can I please get the provision of the sunnah that states this is the provision in the Quran too? Ustaz from Mauritius, Jazakumullahu khair.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made the husband the breadwinner, and the husband has to provide everything, whether it is the food, whether it is the clothing, whether it is the shelter. You want references, Surah 4, verse 19 is your first reference. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You, the husbands, you must treat your wife with love, with equity and justice. And that is compulsory, is wajib first. It's not sunnat, it's compulsory. Remember that she is the amanat by you. She is the trust by you. And now you took her as your wife. So that is the first issue. Second issue, where it is even clearly mentioned, I'll read the verse for you. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 233. So Surah 2 and verse 233. Wa alal mauludi lahu. So upon the husband, so and the father, it's compulsory. He must give rizquhunna, the sustenance to his wife, to his children, wa kiswatuhunna, the clothing, and this is compulsory. Bil ma'roof. Allah Ta'ala used the word ma'ruf both places. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Because the custom tradition in different towns, different cities, different countries will be different. So therefore the word urf, ma'ruf, is used, which comes from urf. That you look at the custom, tradition, the norm of that town and city. So yes, it is compulsory upon the husband to provide shelter, even if it is a flat or an outbuilding which is renting, but that he must provide. And he don't have to provide a mansion and so forth. Yes, if he's a rich person, then very good. And remember that the clothing, the food, all that is compulsory. Surah 2, verse 233. And you look at the husband. how rich he is or how poor he is. So that also is enshrined in the Noble Quran. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ. So you, the wife, you can't go make, you know, ridiculous demands and so forth. Every 2 months, 3 months, go overseas and so forth. Your husband's wages can never accommodate that and afford that. So Almighty Allah is mentioned in Surah Talaq, chapter 65, verse number 7. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ. So remember, every person, you rich, spend according to your means. You are not that rich, you spend according to your means. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability and capacity.
Subhanallah, well said, Ustad. Ustad, my very good friend, mashallah, brother Luqman, he says, Mufti Sahab, this is behalf of my friend. My friend met a girl on a samosa run. She was quite average with looks. However, she's a good girl. Only recently I discovered she has a sister who is more beautiful. How do I tell the family I am more interested in the sister? What do I tell my friend, Ustad?
You tell them wrong number. So you tell them that you dialed the wrong number. So you went for sister A, but at the corner of your eye, you saw sister B. So you must remember. So tell them, be honest. Tell them I made istikhara for sister A, and that istikhara didn't come out good, but I made for sister B, so that one came out very good. So what will they tell you? That if sister B is younger, then they'll tell you, normally the Indian custom and people's custom is such, they'll say, no, that we want the elder one to get married. So remember, that is not a valid excuse Islamically, but be it so. So you can cry to Almighty Allah. It is our belief from the inner recess of our heart. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. That verily Almighty Allah has power over everything. So you wanted daughter A, but after you saw daughter B, who might be the younger one, so now you said she's better and so forth. One word of advice to you, my brother. If you are judging both these sisters, so because they are sisters, so you're going to choose one. If you are choosing them only and exclusively based on looks and how attractive they are, then you're making a big mistake. So you must remember that, because you're looking at complexion, you are looking at the eyes, you are looking at this. So don't base your decision on looks and how attractive she is. Base your decision how committed to deen they are. Base your decision on who's got a better character, and they must belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And that is what you must base your decision. Looks are today and tomorrow. After one child, 2-3 children, she was looking like a small 1 liter bottle. Then after that, she looked like a 5 liter bottle. So you must remember that. Don't base your, that is my brotherly advice to you, brother. But anyway, you read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh Allah, you select the best for me and choose for me, the hadith in Tirmidhi. And don't dial wrong numbers in future, brother.
Luqman is he's smiling, Ustaz. Ustaz, I want to have more kids, but my husband says 2 is just enough. Will I be sinful if I pretend to take birth control, anonymous sister, Ustaz?
Remember that you can tell him whatever you want to and so forth, and you don't take all these contraceptives, birth control, and you cry and beg Almighty Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. What is your husband thinking? He watches the TV, watches the movies, and then the Western influence comes that the cost of living is rising, and now you must just have 1-2 children and so forth. So this is a gift, a present from Almighty Allah. So remember that Allah is giving you the gift, and you saying, no, I don't want it. It's not I'm giving the gift or Mauna Arafat giving the gift. It's Allah Jalla Wala giving you the gift. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. I have a function this weekend, for example. I'm inviting 30, 40 people. So what will we? We will cook for 50 people. So remember, that is common sense. But common sense is no more common today. So what you think, Allah Ta'ala gives you 3 children, 5 children, Allah won't give risk. Our iman, our faith, our conviction has become so weak that now we are placing our hopes only on our pocket, on our money. We're forgetting Allah in the process. That is exactly the secular mind. That is exactly the capitalistic mind. That is exactly that how the communists and socialists, they think like. We are Muslims, so remember that Allah Ta'ala has already destined their risk before they were born. So each one of us, remember, ask Allah for khair. And don't tell your wife that no, is enough. And the primary reason is just the cost factor. So that is unacceptable. In the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Do not kill your children, your daughters, because of the fear of poverty and want. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. Both ways is mentioned. We will feed you, nourish you and your children. See the crime the Ummah is committing today. I'm speaking nationally, internationally, globally. In those days, the daughter was born. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَىٰ ظَلَّ وَجُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. When it was told to him that your daughter has been born, his face used to become somber, serious, dark in complexion, because it was a blow for his ego. Why a daughter? Now, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. He would take that daughter, 1 year old, 3 year old, and dig up a big grave and dump her inside, Allah forbid. So imagine, that was infanticide. Today this Ummah, this Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, some of them, when they are pregnant, then already they go and abort the child and they commit feticide. Those days was infanticide. The baby was born, and today is feticide. How many a woman writes to me and sends messages? My guilty conscience is killing me. I aborted my baby. So remember, my sister, tomorrow on the day of justice, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. The child will ask, how come you murdered me? What crime did I commit? So what will answer we give? So therefore, these human rights and that we say is not worth the paper on which they written when they legalize abortion. In Islam, you have conceived. So Islam says that is a human being already. There are laws already. Ensoulment takes place after 4 months. That is Islam. Islam safeguards those who are alive. Islam safeguards those who are in the womb, in their fetus, in the mother's womb. So that is what Islam. Therefore, I say openly that any law you want to discuss, juxtapose and compare it with your man-made democratic satanic systems and see the beauty of Islam. A jinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. Allah Jalla Wala knows the janine, the fetus in the womb of the mother. So therefore, O Muslim, don't fall for the tricks of the West. They want to tell us white is right and West is the best. We condemn both. White men, yeah, they brought apartheid, that's what they did. And West brought more Satanism, that's what they did. So remember, say Islam is the best for the East and the West.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, I love your beautiful answers. Jinnatun fi putuni ummahatikum. I see the listeners of Erasmia, they want the podcast, Ustaz. Mufti Sahib, could we please have the podcast and welcome back, Mawlana Arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan. Erasmia. Ustad, I don't know if you ask me, Ustad. I always learn from you, so you must tell me, Ustad.
Pretoria, Molana.
I mean, mashallah.
Lodium, Erasmia, Claudius, all Pirax. Pirax, what the old name. Pretoria, TP.
TP. Ustad, Erasmia says, we are married for 2 years now, and my wife keeps running back home at any opportunity she gets. Please, Mufti Sahib, how often is a woman allowed to go home Islamically? We're listening to you, Ustad.
No, you must tell your wife that now she is married to you. And now even, let's say, example I'm giving, that she is from Lens, and now she is married in Pretoria. And we just say, for example, that it is Musafir distance. It is Musafir distance. So now Lens will no more be her home. And her home is Pretoria. Now, any excuse she gets, she wants to run back to Plains or run back to Durban or run back to Ladysmith or wherever. So that is wrong. Sister, now your home is your husband's home. So there you're going to read your full salat. If and when you come to your parents once in 6 months, once a year, so remember that then you will read Qasr salat. According to Hanafis, if you are staying there for 14 nights or less, so remember that this business of you just running home every month, every second week, third week, this is unhealthy, and Islamically, your husband is not happy about it, then it's not permissible and not acceptable.
Ustad, somebody sent me a message right now. He says, respected Mufti Sahab, I have a serious problem. I am a man before marriage. I am a man. Before marriage, I engaged in haram acts with another man. Many years ago, it was many years ago. I made tawbah, Ustad. But the thoughts come into my mind, what do I do? Anonymous, Ustad.
Regarding the previous question that somebody asked regarding the podcast, our brother Tobela is here. So inshallah, the podcast for both hours, from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in 2-3 hours will be ready inshallah or before that, and will be inshallah posted on both the websites. www.markazsahaba.com, markazsahaba.com. So sahaba and then .com, and you can go there, and inshallah in the next 2-3 hours, so you will able to listen to it in your leisure time for the pleasure of Allah. Or you go to my website www.muftihoosen.net, and inshallah it will be loaded on that as well. Second one is this. Now we have the scenario. See, anything you want to know, go to Quran Sharif, go to the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then apply it in this day and this age. That is what the need of the hour is. There was a nation, the Nabi that was sent to them. If you go today to Palestine and you ask the old people there, they will tell you where Canaan was, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and them. And where Nabi Lut alayhi salam was, Sodom and Gomorrah, so on the other side of Palestine. So remember, father, this is uncle, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his nephew, his brother's son, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوتًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. See Quran. So Allah Ta'ala rescued Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salam. You go to that piece of land, Allah has put barakah, blessing there for the whole world. No peace in Palestine, no peace in the world. That is what Quran is teaching us. Therefore, the enemies want to occupy this holy land of Palestine. That's a separate issue. Now these people here, in Nabi Lut alayhi salam's people, they committed the crime of sodomy, homosexuality. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam. You go there, pick up that piece of land and smash it to the ground. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. I've been there several times. Today you go there, you will see signs. It is the lowest portion on this earth as far as altitude goes. Not far from there, the water is telling you a story. Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. O Muslim, that remember the water, the Dead Sea is telling us a lesson, and the land and the sand is telling us a lesson. Then we come to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two ahadis. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who indulge in these type of activities, there and they are sane and mature, uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul. Both parties must be killed. Capital punishment for both of them. That is what Islam states. But today's human rights and what have you, they say Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. The unnatural way is promoted and glorified in the movies, in the books, in the media, all these type of things. So the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and said, "Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi Lut." That one of the things I fear the most for this ummah of mine is this act of sodomy. Men going to men and fulfilling their lust and desires. Oh, people like the Shia, la'anahumullah, they're non-Muslims. And the Shia, Allah's curse be upon them. For them, I got their books, it's written in their books. So you must remember, they say they can sodomize their wives also. So these are all things that make them remember out of the fall of Islam. So you must remember, brother, you must feel guilty what you did before marriage or whenever you did it, because what you did is unnatural, is punishable by death. But Almighty Allah tells us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. What is the sign that Allah has accepted our tawbah? We don't go back to those crimes in future. Then it means we have repented and our repentance is accepted. You say, I think that you are married now. So when you're married, you don't do these things, know what your wife is absolutely haram. You can lose your iman also, Allah forbid. So remember, in a case like this, when these negative thoughts come, Quran teaches us, wa imma yanzaghannaka minash shaitani nazghun fasta'iz billah. That when the shaitan gives his negative thoughts and injections, say a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. So in that way, Allah ta'ala will let us lead a pure and a chaste life.
24 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Yes, the bliss of marriage part 2. We're going to go for, inshallah, for a quick ad break. When we get back, of course, many, many questions to be posed to our honorable beloved Fadilatul Ustad, inshallah. So listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, don't go away. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
Markaz Sahaba online radio, serving you wherever you are.
20 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Yes, you are tuning and listening to the bliss of marriage. Yes, my beloved Ustad. And let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, let's go to the sisters of Australia, mashallah. They say, welcome back, Mulana Arafat. I think you should come to Perth, the sisters of Australia, inviting you in Mufti. Maybe you won't get you won't get sick often. The sisters in Australia, Ustad Perth. Muftisab, should married couples keep secrets from one another? One sister in Australia wants to know that her husband is very secretive with his phone. He even goes with it to the bathroom. Is this a red flag, Ustad? Sisters from Australia.
Remember that is not permissible for the husband, that now he has so many chat sites, he has so many women with who is interacting. So now even when he goes to bathroom, toilet, he wants to conceal and hide. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us what is marriage. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. You are garments to one another. You are clothing to one another. So if you want a successful marriage, then things must be transparent and so forth. Yes, if the wife is busting up too much money and she is just spending wildly, then the husband does not show her all his credit cards or debit cards or income. That's a different issue. But yet, deliberately, that you are concealing something and therefore you are feeling guilty. Outwardly, you will tell your wife nothing. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. That human being deep down, they know they are guilty. Walau alqa ma'adhira. Although outwardly, they will give excuses. We know we're driving 150, 180. The police stop us. We know we are guilty. They say, no, somebody passed away. So, you know, if you're a Maulana, you'll say, I didn't say he passed away now, you see. So, some funny ta'wil interpretation they will make and so forth. So, you must remember that your husband, definitely, there's some hanky-panky business going on. And you need to speak to him, heart-to-heart discussion, and tell him, be honest about this. Because otherwise, this will be the decline of your marriage. And even if you stay in the marriage, it will be what you call in English a stale marriage. The love, the barakah all go away. See, I give you an example. This authentic hadith, this. Open Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu thalithu sharikain. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Jalla wa Ala states, Ana thalithu sharikain. I am the third one when there are two partners. Two partners in a business venture, or two partners, husband and wife, and so forth. So my mercy, my rahmah, my help will come down. مَا لَمْ يَخُنْ أَحَدُهُمَا عَلَى الْآخَرِ. As long as the other party is not disloyal to the other party. The husband is not disloyal. Now your husband is being disloyal. So the mercy of Allah disappears. The help of Almighty Allah decreases. And then you will have big, big problems because you all are not loyal and transparent to one another. So that is what's going to happen. So you need to have a heart-to-heart discussion. Inshallah, make dua on Arafat, his wife, everybody come. We had, if you study South African politics, Maulana, I don't know because you, I don't know, you studied our politics. There was one party under apartheid. So the PFP.
PFP.
So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So PFP, the people used to say peck for Perth. Back for Perth. So there. So you have to draw a little bit, go that side also.
Inshallah. I mean, inshallah. Ustad, I think this question is going to make Ustad maybe a bit, not a bit upset, but Ustad is going to advise them. Her sister Zunaida, she says, Mufti Saab, main Pakistan who? I'm from UK. Mufti Saab, I don't know if Mufti Saab heard about the Afghanistan and Pakistan match where they were fighting. My husband is involved and he got very beaten up very badly. What should I do, Mufti Saab? Please give advice. I told husband not to go watch cricket, but he went Muslim fighting Muslim. Ustad, G.
Not only Muslim fighting Muslim, fighting over haram thing. Ye kaun si Islam hai ke jumme ke roz, namaz ke time par, zohar ke time, asr ke time, log khel khel rahe. So imagine people are missing their jumma salat, missing their zohar, asr, maghrib salat to watch one stupid cricket match. And before the match starts, after the match starts, they're fighting and so forth. And so all this is what? The shaitan getting a hold of the Muslim ummah. If you know Urdu, my sister, there's a wonderful saying in Urdu, ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burning with the lamp in the house. Bahir ke dushman ki koi zarurat nahi. You don't need enemies from outside. You yourself, now one is Pakistani, one is Afghani, and then shuru kar do, maro, and tepitai karo, and all. So tell your husband, lucky he didn't lose his life. Tell him he must make tawbah and promise Allah, okay, this cricket, this shaitan, all these things, I got nothing to do with it, and now I will change my life. It's a wake-up call for him. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala gives a small, small punishment, not the big one, the death comes, so that hum sahi rasta par aajay, so that we come back to the right path. So speak to your husband, start ta'aleem in your house. So hours and hours are spent on the cricket ground, salat upon salat. The cricket is playing a shaitan, and those who are going to watch a shaitan also. Because how many salats are missing? How many haram are going on? Intermingling, music, nudity. So everything there. And then the betting will go on. Which team will win and which team will lose. So look at the shaitaniyat in it. So speak to your husband and tell him, Allah Ta'ala ne ek wake up call de. Allah Ta'ala inko bedar ho. De bedar kare. Aur Allah Ta'ala inko tawfiq de. Taake wo khub tawbah kare.
His name is Fuzail Bhai. She says, Ustad, hospital mein.
Allah Ta'ala inko shifa bhi de.
Ustad, let's go to our beloved, mashallah, very good Dr. Saab from White River. He says, Mufti Saab, I'm listening to the program. And Mufti Saab, I don't know, is the grass greener on the other side to all these listeners that I'm listening to now? Or is it when reality hits us, all that glitters is not gold, Ustad, Dr. Saab?
Remember, Dr. Saab, you are a doctor and you are in White River. It's not so much action day in White River, but if you come to where we are, Lanesia, Johannesburg, and you are in that field, Dr. Saab, you just go to any hospital, clinic, and they'll tell you that Monday morning is the busiest. Because what happens? Weekend came, people were drunk, people were fighting, people were busy here and there, and then they were stabbing, this happened, that happened. So all this is part of the reality. People cannot control their emotions because there's no iman, or the level of iman is very, very weak. And then so many haram activities emanate from all this. So what we need to do, there's no grass greener on the other side. This morning I gave advice in a masjid. My topic was just every day I just choose one topic for 2-3 minutes, 4 minutes maximum.
Mm-hmm.
That I said, brothers, let's look around South Africa, the whole world. How many signs of Qiyamah have already come? So much intoxication and drugs, so much adultery, fornication, so much riba and interest, so many murders and all this going on. So every day you hear of this, you hear of this. So it's worldwide, remember. So how can we change it? We have to change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Allah will not change the condition of a people until and unless they change within themselves. So we want to blame the government, we want to blame this one, that one. But how much did we change? How much are we being an asset to humanity and people? So well, so darkness will only be eradicated when light comes. So we have to take that nur, that celestial light of Islam, the effulgence of Islam, and spread it throughout the world. So that is how you will find peace, tranquility, and serenity. That is what Quran is teaching us. Wa amma ma yanfa'u an-nas fa yamkuthu fil ard. There in White River, Dr. Saab, you have a beautiful river and so forth. Look at the river, and on top you will see the bubble. The bubble, it disappears. That is apartheid, socialism, Zionism, communism. So that remains on top for a little while and disappears. A symbol of falsehood. And the water, that is Islam. How water quenches the thirst of humanity. So Islam will quench the thirst of the spirituality, the spiritual thirst which people are yearning for. So we have to become the ambassadors of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Which I just, you just touched on intoxication. You have to listen to this question. Please keep it anonymous. I made a very big mistake. I was with some friends on campus and they took out some booze. I never thought I would do it, Mufti Saab, but I drank. I kept on refusing, but it just happened. I'm feeling so horrible, Ustad. What do I do? Does it mean I can't read Salah for 40 days?
Mm. Remember, my brother, first I say shukran, jazakallah khair to you. And that's why I tell Moana Arafat, my brother Yusuf Ali, whoever is doing the program, and Hafiz Hussein Wadi, I always tell them, let people ask whatever question they want. Mm. So, because they are so worried, people sometimes criticize us also, why you'll allow this type of questions. So remember, we don't want to censor the question. People need advice. Now take this, brother. What happened? You call this peer pressure. You're sitting there with 5-6 friends. They all are boozing. And they're taking this one, that one. You are a square. You are this. You are that. Try it. You won't get drunk, all that. So he said, yeah, let me take 1-2 thoughts and see. Let me take. So that is how everything starts, my brother. Not you have to leave Salat for 40 days. You have to read more Salat from today, my brother. Cry to Allah. Because Quran Kareem teaches us this khamar. Remember this. La taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. You don't come near Salat when you're in that state of intoxication. But you are now sober. You are showing regret. Now you know how evil it is and terrible it is. You know why it is called khamar? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala addressed the people in Madinah Munawwara and said, Al khamru ma yukhamiru al aqla. This intelligence, intellect which Allah gave us, this khamar, it beclouds it. It destroys it. You see people are drunk, intoxicated. How many accidents take place? Because of that so-called 1 minute of pleasure. In Islam, we don't say pleasure. They will call it pleasure. We will say 1 moment of madness. So make sincere tawbah. Read more and more salat. And say, Ya Allah, my tawbah is this. I will never touch it again. And because al-khamru ummul khaba'is, ummul fawahish, is the mother of all vices. The white man in South Africa, he understood this. I grew up in a location. I was born in a location. And around us were only Africans. So what they would do, the white men? They would put the shabin there. So let the African get drunk, finish. They knew how to destroy them. So, yeah. So that is what they did. I mean, we grew up in apartheid. We know what apartheid is. So Islam said every drop of it is totally haram. So you must understand, my brother, and that evil friends of them, you sever ties or curtail ties with them. Therefore, that varsity environment, college environment, is a destructive environment. Remember that. One side will be a bottle and one side will be a girlfriend or a boyfriend. So that is what you experience in many cases. So you have to control your iman, control your haya and shame. Mistakes, we all make mistakes. We all commit sins. So cry to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala is all forgiving, and Allah will forgive me and you and all of us.
Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Ustaz Springs is a listener, mashallah, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Anonymous sister, she wants to know, Ustaz, what para, what surah, what verse you mentioned? A jinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. What para is that, Ustaz? And she's saying, how often should a couple be intimate Islamically? Anonymous sister from Springs, Ustaz.
It depends what they're eating. So you must remember that. If they're eating dates and all that, mashallah, every night is playtime. You must daytime also is playtime. So you must remember that. So they are Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Sahaba. So Islamically, they said that, see, you allowed four wives at one time. Meaning not now you sleep with four wives. It means that everyone has their own turn. Mm. So it means that minimum, try and fulfill the conjugal rights of your wife once at four nights. That is now if you can manage and so forth. Some people can't manage that. So whatever it is, when you're young, mashallah, so then it can be, you know, every night, every day or whatever. When you get older, so fortnight, you get older, then once Jumma, and then you got older once a month, and then after 6:30, then it's finished then. So you must remember this type of things there. Okay, Ajinnatun, Surah 53, Surah An-Najmi, and verse number 32. Look at what Almighty Allah states. Inna Rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Your Allah is very, very gracious in forgiving. Who will forgive us? So nobody besides Allah. Our parents also won't forgive us for certain crimes. People will not forgive us. But Allah says, I will forgive you. Provided we have iman and we sincere in our quest and our desire for forgiveness. Huwa a'lamu bikum idh anshaakum. He Almighty Allah is all-knowing when He created you. Min al-ard, from the land and sand, our father Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Wa idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. When you were the janin. Janin is singular, ajinna is plural. When you were the fetus in the womb of your mother. So today you're growing up. You got this degree. You got this wealth. You got this. Fala tuzakku anfusakum. Don't try and purify yourself and say, I am this, and the others don't have this quality. No. Huwa a'alamu biman ittaqa. He, Allah alone, knows who really has taqwa through piety. Surah 53 and verse number 33. So Almighty Allah, 32, 33, you can see it there, inshallah. So Almighty Allah. So Surah 53, verse 32. So you will find the ayat in 27 Supara.
Subhanallah. 4 minutes to 12 o'clock. You know, Ustad, I always used to tell my beloved marhum, Ustad, Hazrat marhum Mulana Qasim Sama Rahmatullah, Allah must keep me fit as a fiddle till the age of 81, inshallah, must be firing from all cylinders, inshallah, Ustad.
Mawlana Qasim Sama Rahimahullah was born in 1920 and he passed away in 2007, Rahimahullah. So he was 87 years old. And mashallah, that he had sons, he had daughters. From his second wife also, he had a daughter, Qudsiya. So you must remember, Islamically, 90 years old almost. When I go to Newcastle, I make sure I go to Maulana's grave. And I always, if somebody new with me, I tell him, look around, and which one is Maulana's grave? So I say, you'll see something very unique. So they look, they say, that one. I say, how you know? He say, there's a big tree there. I said, yes. No one's grave got such a beautiful tree except Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema. So remember the work he did, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala gave him the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen, ameen, inshallah. Ustaz, we've got about 2.5 minutes. Final question, an angry sister from Mayfair. She says, I am sorry to say this, Mufti Sahab, but many a times we push our spouses away, we neglect them, we don't show an interest in them, we withhold making love to them, and in the end, when they go elsewhere, Don't cry because you have yourself to blame. Anonymous angry sister, Ustad Mayfair West.
100% sister, we agree with you. That's exactly what I'm saying. That marriage is a partnership. So the wife also must play her role. Sometimes the husband wants to fulfill his conjugal rights, head paining, stomach paining, no, I'm tired. So then the wife is to blame. Sometimes the wife wants her needs to be fulfilled. The husband comes, no, I'm tired, I'm this. But for his sports and golf, and Allah alone know which type of golf he's going to play. So then for that he's got time. So obviously he is to blame. So remember, marriage is a partnership. And both partners have to work on the marriage. Both partners have to connect themselves with one another and connect themselves with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the point I'm making here is this, that each one of us, remember, what should we do? Re-ask Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. So it's not the bodies only must meet, my sister. The hearts have to meet. And once the heart meet, there's unity of thought. And once there's unity of thought, then both of you go in the same direction. Otherwise, there'll be too much turbulence. And when there's too much turbulence, then the plane crashes, then the marriage ends. So that is what we need to learn. Connect with one another and connect first and foremost with Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq.
One more question. Ustad. This is your Durban lessons. Move this up. I caught my husband chatting to another woman. He saved her number. He says, as Ghafoor Bhai mechanic.
So yes, you must remember that he also, he wants to try Ghafoor Bhai mechanic's tactics that he put there, his mechanic. But when you dialed it, it's his girlfriend's number. So he got him red-handed. So tell him now, no more fancy phone for you. We give you that Nokia, the old phone. So you must make his islah. Start ta'alim in your house, everything, inshallah. Okay, inshallah, next up is the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. And thereafter, we'll continue with Bliss of Marriage till 12, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock after the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. We make dua. Allah Ta'ala grant our Mawlana Arafat complete shifa. Barakallahu fiq. And the program will be ready, inshallah, on the website. Brother Tobela will do that, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana.
Ameen, inshallah. Ustaz, jazakallah khairan to you. Up next, of course, the 12 o'clock news. Thereafter, continuation on the Bliss of Marriage, part 2.